Good afternoon. I'm Sharon Allseth with WFYI News. Calling is today for IMPD Officer David Moore from 2 to 8 p.m. at Crown Hill Cemetery. The funeral is tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Conseco Fieldhouse. That is an hour earlier than first scheduled. The public is invited to both events. The 29-year-old officer died last week, several days after he was shot during a traffic stop. A proposed statewide smoking ban now has so many exemptions that health advocates say it nearly loses its meaning. Yet those loopholes give the bill its best shot in years of actually passing the Republican-controlled General Assembly. The Indiana House could vote as early as today on the proposal, which exempts casinos, bars, clubs, and even nursing homes. A statewide smoking ban has cleared the House several times but never gained traction in the Senate. The Indiana House could vote on a proposal to cut jobless benefits for some and reduce increases in unemployment taxes on businesses as early as today. Legislators want the process to go quickly so new first quarter tax bills can be sent out to businesses that would be lower than the bills already mailed out. The proposal's intention is to fix the state's unemployment fund. And Senate President Pro Tem David Long says he wants to have at least three public hearings around the state after proposed new congressional and legislative district maps are prepared. The Republican says he anticipates proposed maps of the state's 9 congressional and 150 state legislative districts will be ready in March. WFYI weather, today mostly cloudy with a high of 28, and then we have a winter storm watch this evening through Wednesday evening with significant ice accumulation expected. The overnight low 25, high tomorrow 28. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.